Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 65th Berlin International Film Festival. Today I'm with one of the protagonists of Half-Rim in competition here at Berlinale, Thomas Cousin. Hi, hello.
Hi, buona.
Hello.
So, I wanted to ask you if you could give a brief introduction of your character in the film.
Da. Personajul este un țigan rob. Care
I'm playing. The leading character is a young gypsy who has the courage and the will to have an affair, a short affair he can afford with the lady of the house. And knowing what actually the what's going to come afterwards, what he has to fly and to leave the house right away.
Fuge de la proprietate.
So I understood from what Theo told me that in Romania you just go to auditions, but you. Were you happy then to be part of a film that, yes, it belongs to the new wave Romanian cinema, but still it makes a difference?
Da, bineînțeles că da.
Yeah, yes, of course. Yeah.
And do you think, as well, I was talking to Radu Jude, and I told him, and he agrees, obviously, that the film is a combination between Western genre elements and the gypsy tales, but it's only this use of Western techniques, Western genre techniques, is only a device to try and portray and trace the roots, the origins of some problems, like racism, prejudice, social society problems.
Yeah.
There are part of a Romanian society, but not only, obviously.
Română.
Păi da, este o problemă socială care aparține, cred că tuturor.
I think it's a social problem that it's imminent all over the countries where you have Roma population. But I think it's rather a political problem why the Roma population in our country is not so much developed and such a bad standing, has to have such a bad standing, political standing also as we do. The other Romanians, the other part, people of Romania. They all were slaves. I mean, Romania as well as the Roma population were slaves at this that time. But we should ask ourselves rather, how does it come that we're not able to overcome this problems and like in other countries? This has not been the case in Romania. Why are they still, the Roma population still so undeveloped? This is the question we should rather ask ourselves. But we are the artists, so we're trying to do our job. We're trying to to put these issues into a focus, a new focus.
No, artiștii reușesc să creeze o imagine și să tragă un semnal de alarmă.
That's why Radu Jude told me that yes, he is interested in what the international audience thinks about the film, but he did it mainly for the Romanian audience.
Cred că empatizează mai mult, nu? Empatizează cu.
I think it was it's a Romanian issue, and he wanted to address this Romanian issue, and it's easier for him also to do it on a local level than rather global level because he is part of the society. Well, I mean, the most important thing is that they were women, women beings. So this is the most important thing, but in the questions, because this was also one of the questions that the movie asked at a certain point, somebody was like, are they or are they not? Are they part of the devil or are they men, I mean, part of us or not? And so this was the most important question. And they were also creating art, they are artists, also they were, and when they were not working, they were dancing, they were making musicians, so they were creators of art at the same point. Probably he was, from this point of view, he was not the best example of a slave because he was dancing and making music.
Un exemplu negativ, cumva, cred, nu?
Thank you, Thomas Cousin, for being here with us, and good luck for the film and for your career.
Mulțumesc frumos.
And this is Kelly Coletti from the 65th Berlin International Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.